Hey, wake up, fuck nut. You with me, sunshine? I know. You're scared. Maybe you, wet your pants a little. That's understandable.
Stop toying with your victim and kill him already.
Oh, all right, Brian. Let me just get right on that.
I thought I told you not to use my real name.
Oh, you did. I just, don't really give a fuck. I gotta say, I'm digging that nifty little voice changer you got there, hoodie. What did that cost you? Like, $3?
This is exactly why Toby is the master second in command now.
Excuse me? I think I misheard you. Maybe you should say it again.
Toby took your place. Masky, deal with it. You're unprofessional. You're insane. And you're a loose cannon.
See, I guess I missed the part where we're supposed to be shy little pussies. We fucking kill people, Brian. You say I'm insane? When both of us have the exact same job? Explain to me how that works.
We're supposed to be sending a message, not reveling in the joy of killing. This is about the Master's will, not our own gratification.
Really? Well, how about I kick your fucking teeth down your throat and kill you off as well? Huh? What do you think about that?
That's... enough. You act like such a child, Tim. It's no surprise that people think you are one.
Well, if it isn't Mr. Rogers...
Shut up! You know I hate it when you call me that.
Yeah, I do. That's what makes it funny.
Look, we have work to do.
Today, Junior! And Slenderman thinks you're better suited for this than me. Than me!
Silence, all of you. I've heard more than enough of this petty bickering. Toby, my child, you and Hoodie have some work that needs to be taken care of, involving that boy with the smile carved into his face.
Yes, Master.
As you wish.
Let me guess. You have something special for me to do too, huh? Ooh, do I get to clean up the leftovers of what the obedient dogs leave behind?
No. You still need to kill that man in the chair. And after that, you can ponder on how much you are really worth. Because right now, I see very little reason to allow you to take another breath. After you have pondered, you will have one more chance to prove to me that you serve a purpose. If I'm not convinced after that, then you most certainly will die. Do you understand me, Tim? Do you understand?
Yes, Master.
Good. Now finish your job here, and get out of my sight.
Yes, Master.
Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh